DeSean Jackson, according to Adam Schefter, assuming no snags, hit, will be going to Tampa Bay.
I love that right there. I love that right there, Greg. I think this is the perfect piece for this offense. Now if they can get a running back to put in the mix, I think this is a up-and-coming fantasy offense right here. You know how you like to be involved with the Packers and Steelers and the Colts and teams like that? You want to be involved from a fantasy point standpoint with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This just makes Mike Evans even better. He had a big target load last year. I still see a big target load, even with Jackson in the mix. It helps take the double teams off him. Speed kills. When DeSean Jackson is on the field, people are scared. Like, you're a Giant fan. You know what I'm saying?
Petrified, actually. Do you understand how happy I am to get this guy out of the NFC East? You want to talk about Village to Giants. Tony Romo's like my best friend. DeSean Jackson is my darkest and deepest enemy. Like, there is nobody in sports that I hate as a fan more than I hate DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, he's been very tough to the New York Giants, and I love it. But no, now he gets... And not only does he go to Tampa, remember, he's going to the NFC South. So with that's a division with no defense. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you get him out there, you get DeSean Jackson out there in the NFC South, get him a part of that offense. Now as far as his fantasy value goes, he's still a boomer bust wide receiver, low end wide receiver too. He's a boomer bust wide receiver too. He's going to have his good games, he's going to have his games where that's still going to be a part of it. But I do think Cutter makes him more fantasy relevant in that offense. Jameis is going to love having him there and playing with him while he's happy. When he becomes a malcontent in probably the second or third season, then you got to get rid of him. But so you got the offense set up with Jackson and Evans. You got Cameron Brait right there in the middle. Now they need to figure out what they're going to do with the running back's position, and then this team can really be cooking with gas. I love this right here with DeSean Jackson going to
Tampa.
Now the draft starts at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. I have the fifth pick in the draft.
Why are you drafting right now? Dude, it's like March 9th.
I like to draft football teams.
Draft baseball teams. It's baseball season.
I just did a baseball draft the other night. It almost killed me.
You're right.
I want to get in. This is a slow NFL football, fantasy football draft. I have the fifth pick, right? So, with that being said, I'm going to... This is how serious I like this DeSean Jackson signing. With the fifth pick, let's say
taking DeSean Jackson.
Let's say no, I'm not. Hell no. Let's say it goes consensus.
What does that mean?
Consensus is David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott, Antonio Brown.
Okay, you take Mike Evans.
I would consider Mike Evans. The pick will likely be Odell at five.
But
Greg, I do this for the people.
Okay,
but Mike Evans would be six.
You think so?
Yeah, I would do Mike Evans before Julio Jones.
Is that because of the Julio Jones foot injury?
It's because I'm just not...
I know, you're not in on him.
I don't want that. I don't want him as a wide receiver one.
Okay.
And I'm probably not ever going to have him as a two unless it's an auction.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go right there. I like the move. How do you feel about it?
I think it's a good fit. I think it's exactly what they needed, right? They needed someone to stretch the field. You had like a slot guy. You had Mike Evans. He was like your big, best wide receiver. They desperately needed somebody to stretch the field, and that's what they have in DeSean Jackson. I think it's a perfect fit. I think it's one we all kind of matched up once we heard DeMarcus Cousins was leaving Washington. Like we said from the beginning, this one made a lot of sense. And for once, not cooler heads prevailed, but logic prevailed.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I think I'm already starting to see reports that the deal is done.
Yeah.
They've agreed to terms, so.
Yep.
He'll ship out there to Tampa, get out there with Mike Evans and Jameis Winston and Mike Evans and the crew. So DeSean Jackson is a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For his fantasy value, what I like about him is the fact that he gets with an offense with a fearless quarterback who's going to not have a problem throwing the football down the field. I like him for fantasy purposes as a low-end wide receiver too. What I would say to you right now, if you're doing best ball drafts, this is the best time to get him because you want that big blow up game as a part of your weekly optimization. As far as redraft leagues, we're months away from that right now, but my guess is in that 5, 6, 7 round range as a wide receiver 3 is where I like DeSean Jackson.
But isn't that where we always kind of like DeSean Jackson?
Yeah. It doesn't really, like I said, this is not really for his fantasy value.
Right.
This is more beneficial to Mike Evans and Jameis Winston.
So I totally agree with you. It's better for fantasy value wise, it's better for Jameis Winston, Mike Evans. It's better for Tampa Bay, who desperately needed a guy like DeSean Jackson. But what you're talking about is just his fantasy value. it's seemingly going to be the same it's been his entire career, where it's a lot of boom, a lot of bust, a lot of inconsistency. End of the day, the numbers will be there.
Yeah.